Welcome to Freedom Frenzy. I'm so glad you guys are with us. This is Jenny Hodges. You might be a bit thrown off because usually it's Jerry's voice that introduces our daily radio show, which is from 10 to noon central, Freedom Frenzy. Well, Jerry's coming to the table in a few minutes, so I get to kick it off. For the next 2 hours, we are going to talk about spent rods, nuclear power, Japan, some intrigue in the nuclear disaster in Japan that Global Research put out. Very fascinating information. And I think it's going to be a fun couple of hours. Now, because I get to pontificate solo for a few minutes, I thought I would go ahead and get my fun little bit today in history out of the way. Because a lot of fun things happened on April 13th. I thought one of the neatest things that I came across on this day, April 13th, 1721, and I wish I could quiz Jerry on this, but you guys guess, John Hansen was born. Why should you care about John Hansen? He was the first U.S. president under the Articles of Confederation. So we never hear about really the first president under the Articles of Confederation. We never learn about John Hansen. I certainly don't remember him in my history book, but Ed Rivera would definitely want you to know that. Another great in American history born on April 13th is Thomas Jefferson. He was born in 1743 and was the third president of the United States under the United States Constitution. Which may or may not have been properly ratified. If you ask Ed, we're still operating under the Articles of Confederation, technically, or should be. Let's see. A few other fun bits. One of my favorite authors was born on April 13th. Eudora Welty was born in 1909. She was a Southern writer, loved satire, wrote Delta Wedding, The Optimist's Daughter, and quite a few other bits. I love Eudora. Boy, I think satire is the right genre for today's world. You don't even have to make up the satire when we look around what's happening. It's so frustrating and crazy. I wish we were reading it in a book that was musing of people's imaginations. All right, another person. These are events in history, April 13th. This one's really fun. Samuel Beckett, he was born in 1906, playwright, Nobel Prize winner. And then one last bit I'll give you, and then we'll be done with today in history. Sidney Poitier, I guess that's how you say his name, he received an Academy Award in 1964 for his part in Lilies of the Field. And he was the first black man to get an Academy Award. Well, I don't know what you guys are doing this spring. I hope you are getting beehives up and running and tending to your gardens. We've been planting seedlings, and I've been sewing like mad for the last couple of days, getting summer clothes made for the children and all sorts of fun stuff, which means my kids aren't eating much that's very good. It's random scraps day in and day out at the Hodges family while we deal with our plants and our honeybees and sewing and all that kind of fun stuff. You know, if you guys want to join us today on this nuclear power issue, 1-800-313-9443, Jerry and I don't necessarily agree when we start talking about nuclear power and this idea of what we need as Americans and as a world, our energy needs. Jerry kind of feels like, I'll let Jerry speak for himself. I feel like we could get off the grid. We could locally produce power. We have got to consider a new way of living, and we have to stop buying into this consumerism. You know, a couple of years ago, I went to a gubernatorial event. And it was in the state of Georgia, and the governor was there, and some of...
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans, thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Welcome back to Freedom Frenzy. Before we kick off Hit and Run News today, I'm going to bring on our caller, Doug, on Tennessee. Doug, hey, welcome to Freedom Frenzy.
Hey, Jenny, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I've been watching the Fukushima thing.
Yeah?
YouTube, there's a guy named Arnie Gunderson who does a really good job at explaining how this stuff works. And when you're talking about nuclear power, you're talking about trusting technocrats and bureaucrats like GE. Now, these are the same people that that are supplying military-industrial complex with all their weapons. They're the same corporations that are owned more than 50% by the United States Corporation and the 18,000 other municipalities as Cliff Richardson points out. So I think it's foolishness. I used to believe the other way, but after thinking about it further, which, you know, this Fukushima thing really puts it on the front burner, because you start thinking and you start watching, well, when am I going to be the victim of this cloud coming over, or will I, or, you know, what to do about it? It makes you start thinking, is this really sane to be trusting these insane people?
Yeah, not only that, but I was reading this article in Global Research that was saying there is a secret nuclear weapons program in the works at Fukushima, and that is what really held up the ball in immediately dealing with the crisis in an effective way. And according to the writer, this writer that I was reading at Global Research, TEPCO Japan's nuclear power operator initially reported three reactors were operating at the time of the March 11th earthquake and tsunami. But then you had, well, that's kind of irrelevant. The area where I guess the rods were supposed to be cooling, that area now, this writer was saying, is being used to enrich uranium, and that there's some kind of nuclear program that I think the United States is a part of that's going on, and their current president doesn't necessarily know the ins and outs of this nuclear program.
Did your material say that those are breeder reactors? Because I've not ever read anything that they are.
He just offers a bunch. He doesn't have anything conclusive. He has, okay, here's a lot of smoke. Here's the way I've been trying to put the pieces of the puzzle together. And he raises the question that Unit 4, it only seems logical that Unit 4 was being used to enrich uranium.
Well, you know, in my reading about what's going on in Japan, it seems that one of the more serious flaws in the design of those reactors that they're now having to deal with, and they're having to deal with it in spades, is the fact that the retaining pool for the spent fuel rods sits immediately above the reactor core. And who, you know, the brainchild behind that idea, you know, I can understand making things compact and neat, but the brainchild behind that idea should be taken out of the business and not allowed to reproduce, because that was just insane.
Well, this is what this writer is saying. He's saying a fire ignited inside the damaged housing of the Unit 4 reactor, which it was claimed was overheating. Well, the fire was due to overheating of spent uranium fuel rods, and they were set in the dry cooling pool. His claim is that the size of the fire indicates that the reactor was running hot for some purpose other than electricity generation. And its omission from the list of electricity generating operations raised the question of whether Unit 4 was being used to enrich uranium.
Well, now, this was not subsequent to the impact of the earthquake and resulting tsunami damage, was it? It wasn't going on beforehand, because everything that I've read said that the overtemp on the reactor core was as a result of inadequate cooling. And, you know, I've read a little bit on nuclear reactors, and there's not only cooling water, but there's another entirely separate mechanism that they use to simply heat the water to run through the turbines to create electricity.
Yeah.
Now
think about what we're arguing about.
Yeah, I understand that, but
we're talking about technologies that are way beyond our experience, right?
Well, sure.
You're talking about scales that are way beyond our reach. Whereas if we just did away with this garbage that we have to trust these technocrats and these bureaucrats for, and started making our own power locally, for one, there'd be less dependence on the grid, and for two, you wouldn't have this kind of catastrophic risk that we're facing right now.
Okay, so Doug, basically you're saying the world is way out of their pay grade messing with nuclear power, which I agree with. We do not understand this. We are incapable of containing disasters. Japan's now admitting they're on par with Chernobyl. We've got nuclear power plants all over the place. We have no way to deal with the waste product from nuclear power plants. We are in way over.
And that situation is out of control, actually. That's something that ought to keep Americans in particular up late at night, because that situation has gotten entirely out of hand, and we're waiting on an event that's very likely in the offing. All it's going to take is something like a minor disaster, like what they had there. Quite frankly, the earthquake, had there not been any nuclear power plants where they were situated, the earthquake, yeah, and the resulting tsunami would have been bad. Well, we've lost 10,000 people over there now at last count.
Yeah.
That was tragic. But because of the positioning of those nuclear reactors and their close proximity to a known serious fault line and the recognition of add-on damage because of tsunamis, there again, they've made a stupid choice in the mere location of that equipment. But if that hadn't been there, this wouldn't be a sphincter factor 10 a moment for the entire world, would it? No.
But
we're going to have earthquakes all over the place, as Scripture says, and whether that means on fault lines or whether it goes and makes new fault lines, we can't tell.
Yeah, and you know, there's some interesting things about Georgia's geologic situation and the fact that we may not have enough fault lines here in Georgia, and they know for a fact that there's geologic pressure building up here in this huge, very stable, I think they called it a plate, if memory serves me correctly. And if there is any serious activity here, it's not just going to have a big crevice open up. They said that the whole plate, and they used the word shatter. Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
I don't want to survive something like that. I'm a bullseye. I have nothing to cling to. I'm good.
Yeah.
Just as an aside here, I'd like you to know that me doing this radio show all by myself, I am way out of my pay grade.
I'm sorry, dear. It was beyond my control. Actually, I was on the phone probably 20 minutes before showtime today, and it's one of my larger customers, and we were talking business, and it was kind of, we were bouncing back and forth, sort of like meandering, and it was business, and then it was not gossip, just, you know, small talk. And then I knew we weren't done with the business, so I couldn't very well just dash away and say, hey, I've got this radio program, you know, because
hey,
he is. Yes, dear.
You know what it reminded me of? The feeling was akin to when, I don't know if you remember this or if it ever happened to you, but when you're a little tiny kid and you're just starting to jump off the high dive, and so your parents, one of them is in the water waiting for you to hit the water so that they're there just in case anything goes wrong. The feeling was like in the summer when there's a long line at the high dive. It's finally your turn. You climb up this and you're a little dizzy, a little brave, a little scared, and you get to the end of the diving board and you look down and you realize your mom has been distracted and she is not there for you. And you have this long line. You have to go. You're too committed.
Yeah, I had that moment, dear, but I had that moment, and mom was never there. I used to go to the pool by myself as a child. And you know, when you get out there on the end of the board, you either screw the courage together or you walk back down the board to the ladder again, and everybody knows that you did it. So, yeah, you got to do it. You just got to jump on off and take the consequences, mom or no mom.
I walked to the pool myself. My mom never went to the pool with me, but I decided the mom example would be the best.
Although, so you were up on a 10-meter tower? Is that what you were up on?
I don't think it was 10 meters, but I mean, I was six years old at the time, so it was really tall. But there would usually be some nice parent who would go out there, and then the moment of zen, and you can't turn around and walk back down that ladder. I will do anything but that.
Indeed.
All right, well, it's good to have you back, Jerry.
Thank you.
Since you're back, Jerry, I'd like you to counter what I'm saying, because it sounds like Jenny says you've got a different point of view.
Well, I'm not sure what's going on before I was able to actually get on board the show today. So I'm not sure how to respond to what you've said here. You know, it's like there's a plate of foreign food sitting somewhere, and you're asking me to describe why I don't like it.
Ha 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 ha! Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion. If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
All right, dear, I'm not sure what you've told everybody we were going to do today. Were we going to completely sidestep hit-and-run news, or are we going to try to do that, too?
We can do hit-and-run news. I was busy curled up sucking my thumb and decided to bring Doug on to keep me company in the radio booth. And so we kind of skipped over hit-and-run news. But by all means, I've got some interesting pieces for hit-and-run news. We can go ahead and attack it and then move on to nuclear power. Whatever you want, boss.
Yeah, I would like to put some of these newsy things out there today because I think some of them are – well, I thought they were interesting. And you know, I have this crazy – idea that things that I think are interesting, other people will find interesting too. And at any rate, the first one that I've got today is about the FBI. You know, you've got friends in the FBI, don't you?
I do. Just okay. One.
Well, that's just, you know, that's tangential to this, but the FBI was so overwhelmed with sightings of flying saucers in the 1940s that agents routinely destroyed reports because of lack of storage space. And that's according to documents released by the organization very recently. The policy is outlined in a memo sent on 16 August 1949 to J. Edgar Hoover himself. You know, he was the director of the Bureau, along with documents on UFOs compiled by agents after statements from witnesses. The note, sent by an unnamed FBI agent in San Antonio, Texas, states that the office destroyed UFO reports on the grounds that they arrived in such great numbers and contained nothing of FBI interest. It is pointed out that the filing of these would result in the rapid accumulation of very bulky files, the memo continued. The documents are among a batch of papers related to UFO sightings that has been made available through the Vault, which is the FBI's online records database. In one intriguing note sent on 22 March 1950, Special Agent Guy Hotell, head of the FBI's Washington field office, wrote to Hoover with information on three so-called flying saucers that a witness claimed had crash-landed in New Mexico. According to the memo, I don't know if that's supposed to be Roswell, New Mexico or not, but that was the first thing that crossed my mind. According to the memo, an Air Force investigator stated that three flying saucers had been recovered in the area along with the bodies of alien crews. The memo goes on to add that each was occupied by three bodies of human shape, but only about 3 foot tall, and they were dressed in metallic cloth of a very fine texture. Each body was then bandaged in a manner similar to the blackout suits used by speed flyers and test pilots. According to this witness, the saucers were brought down by a high-powered government radar in that area that apparently interfered with the spaceship's control. No further evaluation was attempted, the memo concludes. As you know, in 1947, an object that may have been a weather balloon crash-landed near Roswell, New Mexico, sparking an ongoing conspiracy that U.S. officials captured an alien spacecraft. In a second incident, Hoover received an urgent teletype message from FBI agents in Salt Lake City, Utah, describing what appeared to be an explosion in the sky that was followed by the falling of a silver-colored object. The sighting recorded on April 5, 1949, by a guard at the Army General Supply Depot in Ogden, Utah, was reported independently by a military officer and also a highway patrolman who claimed to see a silver object explode as it approached mountains at Sardine Canyon.
Wow!
Oh, that's all that I have on that. I just think it's interesting that, and you know, I have read two or three books on the event at Roswell. Something happened there. There's no doubt in my mind. And I think it was one of those situations, you know, like those in that one hotel that they went in and confiscated the 9/11 videotape and told those people because they walked in on them and they were watching the video.
Yeah.
You can't talk about this. It's a national, it's a matter of national security. And they probably added in hushed tones, and we'll kill you. Because that's the threat that everybody that had any connection with what happened in Roswell, New Mexico, and actually dealt with the evidence in an immediate one-on-one fashion, they had their lives threatened by United States government, too.
Are you serious?
Yes, you ought to read some of those books. Some of it is very, very interesting. The son of one of the officers, and whose name I can't recall right this minute, said Dad came home with this stuff that looked like aluminum foil. And you could take it, and you could wad it all up, lay it on the counter, and just in a moment, it flattened back out and didn't have a wrinkle, crease, or anything in it again. It was flattened back out.
Wow.
So that was just one of the weird novelty things that I remembered. And they were talking about structural pieces that were sort of like, you know, small versions of I-beams or whatnot, and that they were confusingly light, but ultimately very, 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 very strong and not like anything we've ever seen before. Wow. Okay, we're going to cut away to a break, but we'll be right back. Lots more to go.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
All right, dear, we're back, and I just thought I would jump in here, even though I took us out on that last commercial break. I'm doing a little penance this morning because of my tardiness.
I'm practically giddy that you're with me. So if you're worried you were underappreciated, you're ranking way up there now.
Well, thank you, dear. Thank you. I would recommend to you that you go read a couple of books on that Roswell, New Mexico. I can't think of any titles, but I think I have read about three. And you're going to see that there's some very disturbing commonality insofar as the information, and it's just flipping amazing. To think that we're alone in this universe is, we're very conceited if we think we are. And all this stuff, I'm getting off on a tangent here, and I'll try to be brief. You know, there's a tremendous body of evidence that says our own moon is indeed hollow. When one of the very first things that they did was they shot a probe at the moon, and I forget what they were trying to measure. Maybe it was the exact distance or what, but the moon, when the object that they shot at it hit it, the moon rang like a bell.
Wow.
It absolutely reverberated, and the only reason that it could have done that is it's hollow. And now we talked, yesterday about Phobos and Deimos being hollow? There's some hinky stuff going on here. We may never get to the bottom of it in our lifetimes. You young folks out there might. But, golly, there's something weird going on. All right.
This is where I kind of get start musing over the Nephilim, and the sons of God came down and, produced offspring with the sons of daughters. Or, I mean, with the daughters of sons or whatever. Now I'm
with the daughters of men, dear.
Daughters of men. Thank you, Jerry, for rescuing me. Still recovering. But, you know, I hear people say, well, those were demons, basically, fallen angels. Why would demons be called sons of God? That's just so weird. I can't get my mind around the logic necessary.
Wait a minute. When you have a black sheep in your family, isn't he still somebody's son?
Oh, come on, Jerry.
I'm just saying, dear, you can't arbitrarily discard that information.
Okay,
you can't, because it still fits. It still fits.
Somebody that wasn't from around here came to visit. That's all I'm saying. And so I don't ever consider this data or information or, my uncle swears up and down. He has seen a UFO and he described the situation and so on and so forth. And I don't consider any of this scary or hokey or anything. I just find it interesting. Why would it raise my concern level?
Well, you know, given the opportunity to have an encounter of the third kind, I think that I would be so excited. I would probably go up knowing that I might get probed and all this other stuff just simply to say, I want you to take me once around the block.
I would not want to go around the block, Jerry. I really love planet Earth and I want to be here. If they want to chit chat, I'm good with that.
But on the other hand, I would probably pick the group that was here harvesting humans for dinner. That would be my luck. Okay, I've got another news story here. Let's change gears and let's pretend we pushed in the clutch.
Okay.
A Kentucky couple wants the TSA to change how it screens children after their 6-year-old daughter was frisked at the New Orleans airport. Selena Drexel said in an interview just this morning that the family was returning home from a vacation earlier this month when their daughter, Anna, 6 years old, was selected for a pat-down. The couple posted a video of the search on YouTube. The girl's daughter, Todd Drexel, says Anna was confused by the search and started crying afterward because she thought she'd done something wrong. Selena Drexel says that such searches are inappropriate for children because they're usually told not to let adults touch them in sensitive areas. In a statement, the TSA responded by saying that the officer followed proper procedure, but that the agency is reviewing its screening policies.
Oh, that just makes me so mad. My son, my firstborn, is taking a plane trip later this month. And my dad wanted to see if I would take Jonathan to his gate. And I said, well, I don't have a problem with that, but let me just assure you that I will be going to jail probably for making a massive scene if anybody wants to get in my business to pat me down. It's going to get real ugly. So just as long as we all know that, I'm fine going through security. And then I remembered that in Austin, they don't have the body scanners and, all that kind of stuff. And it's pretty low key. But I would imagine coming through New Orleans, it wouldn't be low key. And we have got to quit flying. And I say that as I'm putting my son on a plane on a ticket and pay for. And, he's got to go up to Milwaukee because, this violin maker has been commissioned to make him an instrument, and he really needs a very high quality violin to continue. So, I mean, drives me crazy, Jerry.
Wow. How much does a custom made violin set one back?
The prices are all over the map. It depends on who, it depends. A lot goes into it. You know, your woods and the stains that you pick and the, just everything and who's building it for you and and so on and so forth. My dad is paying for it. Jonathan is currently playing on a $250 eBay instrument. Mm-hmm. It really is sad, because he's very high level, you know, he's playing very high level stuff, and he's so frustrated with this piece of garbage fiddle. And I said, honey, look at it this way. Once you're finally holding in your hands a fine instrument, because you will have worked so hard pulling sound out of this piece of garbage, it will come so easily once you're holding the good instrument. So,
and you're absolutely right. I recognize how much a quality musical instrument will make a difference. You know, I had a old box guitar that I had been beating on for time out of mind, and finally broke down and bought a Gibson electric guitar. And the difference in the touch is so much that I find myself warping the strings by trying to use the same amount of grip on the strings that I was accustomed to having to do previously.
Yep.
And it's been a very, very difficult habit to break.
It's interesting. Well, I think for violin playing is enough different from guitar playing. Jonathan does play guitars as well, but I think he will adjust quickly and beautifully to a fine instrument. And the nice thing is that this violin maker will be loaning him an instrument to use during the time, which it's going to be about, I guess, 6 months to a year before his mm-hmm. is ready. So he is just jumping out of his skin excited. And my dad likes to save time by sleeping while driving. And so I'm really stuck between a rock and a hard place, putting my son on an airplane or meeting my dad halfway and putting my son into an automobile where my dad is going to be sleeping most of the time. It's, wow. You know, it's a difficult decision. So we're putting him on a plane, and then I've given him strict, if Grandpa is driving, you are to be awake. You may not read. You may not do anything except keep Grandpa awake and entertained. So that's his duty. I love you, Dad, in case you're listening. All right. Now back to Hit and Run News. We got to hustle so we can get to these spent rods in the new.
Yeah, and I got one more piece here that I want to throw out. And if you don't have anything in your ditty bag there.
I just wanted to point out that the Republicans and Democrats are both lying about in any way cutting back the budget, and the total lack of reality that these people have. You know, we were talking about this, Jerry, that the fact of the matter is when governments look at having to cut the budget, they do not want to relinquish any power over our lives. So they're not willing to get rid of the bureaucracies and get rid of the red tape that causes the expense of running civil government. That's the bottom line. Mm-hmm. And even at a $38.5 billion cut to the budget, it would just be 1% of the federal budget.
I don't even think $38 billion could be 1%, dear.
Well, not including the debt, I would admit. I think the budget. You really? You think $38.5 billion is not 1%?
We're talking chicken feed when you're talking numbers like 1.6 trillion. Somebody could accidentally hit the wrong button and spend $38 billion. That's where we're at today. And you're right. The government, those people up there, they're not interested in hacking into the budget, because what we're talking about is we're asking them to curtail how much money they have to spend. And
yeah.
The politicians and legislators, money equals power.
Exactly.
So what we're saying is you've been shooting too many arrows for way too long. So instead of walking out with that quiver full of arrows, we want you to cut it back to about 50% and then go do what you need to do. And so, you know, they're thinking, ooh, we're going to lose half a quiver of arrows. That's going to be intolerable. How are we going to do what we need to do? Strike the targets that we're aiming to strike, because if we don't, the people back home, they're not going to send us up here for another target shoot.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what they're thinking, boys and girls.
And let's get our minds around this, because according to the IMF, the U.S. government will have to borrow an amount of money equivalent to 29% of the GDP this year alone in order to finance its budget deficit and maturing debt.
Yeah.
And just in the 8 days leading up to the historic, quote-unquote, $38.5 billion budget deal, the U.S. national debt increased by $54.1 billion. I mean, the whole thing is so insane. And the Republicans, in their budget deal, squeezed in an increase in military spending. Why isn't that surprising?
A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, dear.
Really?
You know, Eisenhower warned us that this is where we would be one day. I don't know what you could all say collectively about his entire impact on America, but he was spot on when he was warning the American people about the military-industrial complex when he was leaving the office. He was. And I don't think we did a real good job of paying too much attention, quite frankly.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm all done with that, Jerry. Back to you.
Okay. I got this little thing here, and this is where I thought you were going to go today, dear. Most Americans don't like Muammar Gaddafi or Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Although, I must admit, I admire Ahmadinejad's audacity. He's got a pair, okay? He's got a pair, and it's just... You know, he's probably got a testosterone rating somewhere up, or, you know, between his ears. Anyway, but you know what? That might change if we knew what their paychecks were. The leaders of Libya and Iran get $9,516 in the case of Muammar Gaddafi. And in the case of Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, his annual salary is a whopping $3,000. Now, Barack Obama, as president of the United States, gets paid a smidgen over $5.5 million. That's a whopping $22,000 per day. So who you hear...
made like $500,000 a year.
I'm not certain. I pulled this information together last night, and that was the number that I came up with. I didn't go and verify it, but that's okay. Well, even if it's only $500,000 a year, it's still roughly, let's just cut it by a factor of 10. That's still $2,200 per day. Okay, so that really is a consequence.
They're probably adding to that all the, like when he goes on vacation, his living, everything is paid for. So I guess his $500,000 a year is pocket change, his allowance.
Okay, well, do me a favor. While I'm doing the rest of this, why don't you plug in on the internet and let's find out what the president's salary is, because I don't want to give anybody a bum steer.
All right.
At any rate, as the United States is entering its third year of economic collapse, real unemployment has surged past levels that triggered revolts in Tunisia and Egypt. Yet neither the president nor members of Congress seem to be too worried. They're not even discussing the possibility of a bailout for the one-third of the American workforce that has literally been slammed by what rightfully must be called government-induced structural unemployment. Now, if you've ever thought about that, did you also wonder why that might be the case? Perhaps they really don't know what's going on. As the saying goes, it's a recession when you've lost your job. For members of Congress who are raking it in these are boom times. Congressmen and senators are insulated by huge salaries. We're talking $174,000 and up. And that puts them out of touch with and completely unappreciative, completely unaware of the problems of the 97% of Americans who earn remarkably less. Here's a little factoid I think you might find astonishing. Out of the 535 members in Congress, House of Representatives, and in the Senate, nearly half of them, 47.8%, are millionaires. Of course, we the American people could put them in the ranks of the unemployed. The issue there is whether we, like Ahmadinejad, have an ample supply of audacity ourselves. And apparently, the jury is still out on that one, it seems. I liked bringing that story. I thought that was really interesting. Now, what does the president make every year?
Well, it's there's not a quick answer. Between $400,000 and $500,000 is looks like what they get in terms of an allowance. However, Title III, Chapter 2 of the U.S. Code, Sections 101 through 115, seem to more clearly elaborate on what sort of compensation they're getting. Because they get a yearly stipend after they've left office. They get traveling expenses. They get assistance and staff, and so on and so forth. So it's a lot. It would be difficult to amass. Hang on. We're going to cut away to a break. This is Freedom Frenzy. We'll be back in a moment. Y'all stay with us.
If you've ever used Yaz, Yasmin, or Ocella for birth control, you must listen to this important notice. The FDA says these drugs may cause serious heart and health problems. If you or a loved one took Yaz, Yasmin, or Ocella and developed any complications, these pills may be to blame. Call Phillips National Injury Group to protect your rights. If you suspect these drugs may have caused a serious injury, this announcement is for you and your family. Yaz, Yasmin, or Ocella may cause deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary heart attack, stroke, or even death. If so, you or your family may be entitled to significant compensation.
For legal help with the effects of Yaz, Yasmin, and Ocella, call the Phillips National Injury Group at 800-358-8063. That's 800-358-8063. Injured by Yaz, Yasmin, and Ocella, call 800-358-8063. Attorney responsible for this advertisement is Phillips National Injury Group with offices at 20 East Thomas Road, Suite 2600, 26th floor, Phoenix, Arizona, 85012. Admitted in Arizona and California. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, cases of this type may be referred to local counsel for principal responsibility. This is an advertisement and a paid announcer.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome back to Freedom Frenzy. Okay, we're trying to determine just what sort of financial value you can place on the president's remuneration for, I don't know how you want to call him in his official capacity, for what he does when he's in office. Now, U.S. code bit that I got off Cornell University Law School, they give no particulars, Jerry, and I have a feeling that the person that amassed the $5.5 million price tag attempted to take into consideration all the perks that the president receives while in office, but additionally what they get and their family and their extended family after they leave office, which is a whole bunch of stuff. So I think that's probably fair.
So that's what it costs us roughly every year that they sit there.
Yeah, I think that's a fair number.
I can live with that. Okay, we got a couple of callers in the queue we're going to get to, and then we're going to launch into this business about nuclear power that we've been actually sitting on for a couple of days now, but it just seemed to be appropriate. Let's go to John in Tennessee. What you got, John?
Good morning. You know, first of all, Jenny, to answer your question about Sons of God, the way that I understand it is that anything that would be directly created by God would be Son of God. Adam was a son of God. You and I are son of man. Until we're reborn, then we're children of God. So that makes perfect sense to me. And the other thing I had for you, find it interesting. Jenny, don't you find it amazing that our law is written in code, that it's all encoded?
And that is really interesting, I think, actually.
Pardon me?
I'm confirming that is interesting, that our law is actually written in code.
And you've got to be a genius or very diligent or not a quitter to even begin to understand the code. I don't know. Anyway, Jerry, there was something that you had mentioned earlier, and I sense have had to get out of the truck and do my work. I wish that I could remember what it was you were talking about just prior to Jenny talking about the sons of God seeing the daughters of men.
And Roswell?
Oh, yeah, Roswell. Hey, are you familiar with Tom Horn, Jerry?
The name sounds vaguely familiar, John, but I can't tell you why.
Well, he wrote a book, and if I get the title right, it was Nephilim Stargates, Year 2012 and the Return of the Watchers. And in that book, he does quite a bit of research on Roswell. I don't know whether or not you're aware of it, but Roswell was actually on the 33rd parallel, and there's a lot of... Well, anyway, it would be a book very interesting to read. There's a lot to it. It's much too deep for me to try and go into on the radio. But the other thing that I had was, Jenny, this metal that looked like aluminum foil that would unfold with no wrinkles.
Yeah.
We call it Mylar. And this metal or this substance that was really strong and very light, we call it carbon fiber. Isn't it interesting? Where do we get our ingenuity? Someone giving us a little recipe book saying, here, NASA, you might want to read this. Just follow the cookbook.
Certainly fascinating, John.
Well, I think there's more to it. And once again, Jerry, it's not extraterrestrial as much as it's interdimensional, I'm convinced.
Yeah, I've read the stories about the wobble in the spacecraft. We're going to cut away to a break. We'll be right back.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom?